Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Finally, Lee, finally, somebody asks this question.
All right.
That you and I have been asking in one way or another for, I don't know, forever, about Julian Assange.
Yes.
Okay. And this was written by Andrew McCarthy, former federal prosecutor. He prosecuted those who bombed the World Trade Center the first time.
Pretty smart guy.
Pretty smart guy, yeah. So he knows what he's talking about. Headline, why isn't, this is the money question, why isn't Julian Assange charged with collusion with Russia? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, see, the story that we've been told by all the right people who lie all the time and have now pretty much each individually been caught in at least one perjury before Congress is that, see, the Russians hacked the DNC server and they gave the hacked emails to Julian Assange. And Julian Assange then published them. That is the story. Now, Julian Assange denies this. He says the Russians were not his source, right? Mm-hmm. And Julian Assange, as I've gone through before, and this was well documented by John Solomon, writing in The Hill, a left-leaning publication, that Assange approached the Department of Justice, wanted to be extradited to the U.S., and wanted a limited immunity deal. And part of that deal, he said, he's not going to give up his source, but that he would eliminate other sources. And that he had the material to do so. So I have always said, and you've always said, well, good gosh, why on earth is Mueller and Comey not interested in talking to the one guy who got them from a source, who got the emails, right? I mean, wouldn't you start there?
You would think.
And it was so bad, according to The Hill, that James Comey personally worked when he was director of the FBI to scuttle the deal to get Assange here. Now, you would think you would want to bring him in, parade him down the street. Look, here is the key to Russian collusion, right? He's like the missing link or something, you know? But no. And finally, Andrew McCarthy is asking this question. Now, here's how he begins, okay? He talks about Assange's tweets, and he quotes them, in which, just, you know, Assange was a Bernie Sanders fan, right? And he wanted Bernie to win. And he thought that the best way for Bernie to win and keep Hillary from getting the upper hand, and the reason he didn't want Hillary to have the upper hand was because he felt she had illegally gained the upper hand by tampering, as we now know she did, thanks to Assange, with the, you know, the whole nominating process within the DNC, right? So he was very, very concerned that she would get the win. And so he put out several tweets encouraging the Russians to hack, as Trump did, to hack this stuff and give them, let them publicize this so they could help Bernie. First question that McCarthy brilliantly asks, well, wait a minute. Why isn't Bernie under investigation for collusion with Russia? Great question. Second great question is, you know, why is Assange hasn't been indicted for criminal collusion with the Kremlin? With the hacking conspiracy, right? This would be the same thing Mueller indicted the Russian intel agents for. Assange was the recipient, right? According to the story, supposedly, the official story, right? That's never been proven. We have no facts, but that's what they say. All right, well, then why isn't Assange on the list with the intel agents, the Russian intel agents charged by Russia? Okay, Kevin McCarthy goes on to explain, the federal prosecutor, that no proof has ever been offered by Mueller in his indictment that the Russian agents did it. He says they did. So if they indict Assange with the same criminal collusion with the Kremlin charges they got the intel agencies on, then they'll have to defend it in court and explain how they know that. Mm-hmm. And Kevin McCarthy says they can't. Because why? He says it'll get thrown out of court. One, they never got the DNC server. They never had any interest in it. They never wanted to do a forensic audit. They never asked for it. And they're going to have a heck of a time making a criminal case when they refuse to investigate the crime scene. This would be like, again, there's a murder. There's a body. Hillary and Trump are found standing over the body. Hillary is covered with blood and is holding a knife. And the FBI goes, oh, that crime scene? No, we don't need to go there and investigate that. You sure you don't want to check it out? No, we don't need it. We don't need it. It's that man Trump we're going to investigate. But wasn't Hillary covered with blood and holding a knife? Yeah, but she's a good candidate. Sure you don't want to go to a crime scene? Nah, we know what happened.
No reasonable prosecutor.
Right. That would be so thrown out of court. You didn't even go to the crime scene? Hello? Forget it. Well, that's what they did with the DNC. And Andrew McCarthy makes that point in this editorial. The FBI is going to have a heck of a time getting any judge to sustain charges against Assange if Assange were to, if they were to file them. And he says in the process of that, it would destroy the only piece of proof we have the Russians did it, which is this PR-like indictments against Russian, intel agents who will never be tried because they're never going to show up to court, which is why Mueller was able to indict them. They're not going to show up in this country. They'd be immediately arrested. He knows he's never going to have to defend his case in court. So anyway, McCarthy's saying how bizarre it is, Lee, that this guy is charged for what is essentially a process crime, for allegedly trying to help but then failing Bradley Manning, to hack a computer. A charge, by the way, that is past the statute of limitations, he says. This isn't even going to stand up in court. Because of the statute of limitations is completely problematic. There's no way a judge is going to let this stand. And he says, so they ignore the most obvious charge in the room. You guys are the ones saying Assange colluded with Russia to get this out. Russia and Trump and all these people, Roger Stone, all that. You've ruined Roger Stone's life. He's broke. He's bankrupt. You raided his house with a team of FBI agents, and you're not even going to bother to charge Assange with collusion-related crimes with Russia? Why? Unless they know the Russians didn't do it. Unless they know the, because that's the only logical thing I can come up with here.
They need to find some more guilty Russians to inject into the situation.
Yeah. He concludes his piece with this: President Trump was forced by the Justice Department and the FBI, urged on by congressional Democrats to endure a 2-year investigation and to govern under the cloud of suspicion that he was an agent of the Kremlin. Now we have Assange, as to whom there is indisputable evidence of complicity in the hacking conspiracy. He received the emails, right? He admitted he did. He published them. But the Justice Department declines to charge him with it, instead positing the dubious Manning conspiracy that may well be time barred. What is going on here? Great question. Great question. That's a great question.
From a very credible questioner, too.
Yes. Former federal prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
I've got this up on the Facebook page if you want to read all the legal ins and outs. I could spend the rest of the show explaining it. But he's making a great point that we have made before. Why didn't they go after the server? And why on earth did they not start with Assange? But they didn't. He wanted to come here. He wanted to assist us. And Comey blocked him. So, wow.
But these are the same people who want to take a joke line from candidate Donald Trump about Hillary's emails and base an investigation upon it for obstruction of justice.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's where we are.
Mm-hmm. So, you know what this tells me, Lee? This is about to get very, very interesting. Because the question becomes this. Who wanted Assange here? Was it the good guys?
Yeah.
Because if Assange is telling the truth and he can prove it was not the Russians, then who is this a win for to extradite him? It's Trump and whoever's on his side, right? Or is this the bad guys going, oh, no, Bill Barr is digging into this. We got to get control of this Assange guy fast.
Well,
I don't know which it is.
This is going to be real interesting for anybody who's really interested in the truth. Sadly, there's few in this country who are really interested in the truth.
Yeah.
Because it sure ain't the left-wing media, and it sure in the Democratic Party.
I mean,
Republicans, too.
Yeah, no, they these people persecuted Trump for 2 years. These were Republican investigatory committees, not Democrats. So here's the question. If these Russian intel agents are guilty and have been indicted by Mueller, right? And we have to believe on the word of Mueller that they're guilty. Well, I'm sorry, who did they hack and send the material to again? Who was that? Who colluded with them? Assange. Oh. Why did Mueller charge Assange? I mean, he charged the intel agents in absentia, right? The Russian intelligence.
Yes. Yep.
Why didn't he charge Assange in absentia?
That's a good point, because there's no way that those Russians will ever set foot in this country or that they will ever be in our custody. And the Russians certainly aren't going to turn him over.
So then we find, we can get our hands on Assange. Okay, let's charge him with that, right? I mean, we already charged the Russians. He was in it with them, allegedly, according to the official storyline. So where's the charges? There aren't any. And basically what Andrew McCarthy says is they can't, because they can't defend it in court. I mean, they literally can't defend it, those charges in court. They never looked at the server. Again, that'd be like the Greenville police going to court and saying, yes, we would like to indict this man here for murder. Oh, okay, cool. What'd you find at the murder scene? Oh, we never bothered to go there. You didn't bother to go to the murder scene? Nah, we just know that he did it. Well, how? Well, we heard he did. Okay. I mean, there's no judge in their right mind that would sustain an indictment for murder under those conditions. You didn't investigate at all? No. Oh. Well, why don't you come back when you have something? That's exactly what's going on with Assange right now. It's the question everybody should be asking, and only Andrew McCarthy is. Great piece, by the way. I got it up on my Facebook page.
Things that make you go,
New study. You big fan of men with beards like I am? Oh, well, you should know this. They may look good, but they're kind of nasty. Sometimes, anyway. New research found 100% of men on the study had high bacteria counts in their facial hair versus about three quarters of dogs. Bottom line, men's beards are filled with more bacteria than dog fur. Dogs lick garbage, dirt, and each other's nether regions, and yet they're still more hygienic than hipsters. I guess that's the takeaway, right? According to a new study out of Switzerland, believe it or not, men's beards are more likely to be filled with germs and bacteria than dog fur is. The researchers sampled men's beards and some dog's fur, and they found that 100% of the men had high microbial counts in their facial hair versus three quarters of the dogs. Almost half the men had bacteria in their beards that could make someone sick. You know, you got to wash that thing, right? Oh, yeah. My husband had a beard. He'd shampoo it every day. Just like the hair on his head. You got to do that. You do. All right. Things that make me go, I don't wonder about this. Did you see Nancy Pelosi over the weekend on 60 Minutes? Yeah, and she disavowed the entire liberal wing of the party. And they asked her about, you know, hey, looks like y'all got some, you know, a lot of socialism going on there. Looks like it's real popular. You got a whole socialist wing there, like straight out of Venezuela and all. And she's like, nah, that's just five people. It's just like Ilhan Omar and, you know, AOC and stuff. It's just, there's only five of them. It's not really popular. Oh. Okay, because, see, that's interesting, because the fundraising totals just came out. You know, for president, 2020 on the Democrat side. And you want to know who's leading? With an average donation of just $20. So this is small individuals donating. You want to know who's leading a fundraiser? This is interesting. Who do you think it is on the Democrat side? Would you guess? Joe Biden? He's number one in the polls right now. Do you think it's him? No. Bernie. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders leading the Democrat Party fundraising pack with $18.2 million taken in, average contribution just $20. Almost all of his contributions have come from individuals, not PACs or, you know, high roller donors. So, I mean, you want to talk about who the rank and file in the Democrat Party supports? It's Bernie Sanders, if you're looking where the checks are going. Number two in fundraising with $12 million. Horizontal Harris. Number three, Beto, the fake Mexican, with $9 million. His average donation is $43. After that, number four in fundraising, watch this guy. I have a feeling, I don't know. I have a feeling about him in terms of him just catching on. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who nobody out of, I think, outside of South Bend ever heard of. Until, like, I don't know, 3 weeks ago or something. It must be more than that because it's $7 million taken in from 158,550 donors with an average contribution of $36. Bernie had 525,000 donors. So, I mean, that's not like just five people. You know what I'm saying? That's not like, there's just five people that are a little crazy. They're running around. But that's a lot of people. So if you're looking at individual donations, small donations, the kind politicians are supposed to get from the average guy, Bernie is, you know, running away with it. And Joe Biden's still a couple points ahead of him. But, yeah, I mean, the idea that it's just five people and nobody agrees with them, that's just not the case. Isn't that funny how they disavow what their party really stands for when you watch what the individual members of the party and the people are doing? And it's not that. It's the opposite. 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Meanwhile, over the weekend, you had to die watching this. It just you're just dying watching this. I mean, the message from the Democrats has been what? We love illegals. Please come to America. We're going to give you what? Free college tuition. If you live in New York, we're going to give you free health care. If you live in New York or California, please come. Please come to our sanctuary cities. We won't even hold you responsible under our laws. And what have we been told? What did Beto tell us last week? That refugees, i.e. illegal immigrants, are the basis of our safety. Right? Did they make you more safe? I mean, the more of them you can pack in your city, the safer you're going to be. I mean, Beto explained this just last week. Well, they all flipped out over this over the weekend. Cory Booker even admitting that busing illegals into sanctuary cities makes us less safe, yet they say they want more.
Do you think this is an empty threat by the president, though, to talk about busing people from the border into these sanctuary cities? He likes to create friction sometimes to jumpstart, he says, a Congress that's not acting.
When you say friction, I say he's trying to pit Americans against each other and make us less safe.
All right, so illegal immigrants make us less safe. That's very strange for a party that insists that they make you more safe and you should have more of them. Here's Fox News on this.
Crisis at the border. The Trump administration hashing out some details on its proposal to release illegal immigrants into sanctuary cities. And Democrats are crying foul, calling the move illegal. Griff Jenkins is live for us in Washington with the growing feud. Good morning, Griff.
Good morning, Heather. Yeah, the idea at first was rejected after ICE advised legally against it. But now White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president has been forced to consider moving forward with this due to Democrats' unwillingness to compromise.
We've talked about a number of different things over the last 2 years that we'd love to see happen. Certainly, this wouldn't be our first choice because ideally, we wouldn't be dealing with the massive influx of illegal immigrants coming across the border.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Homeland Security Chairman, he's a Democrat in the House, Benny Thompson, did not get the memo over the weekend. The talking points have changed. I predicted this, by the way, on Monday, a week ago. Yeah, after Chris Cuomo on CNN switched gears after 5 months of telling us Trump was a liar and he had made up the border crisis. There was no border crisis. Remember this? They switched gears. And now the line is there is, in fact, a border crisis, but it's Trump's fault. So, I mean, somebody can give Benny Thompson the talking points. Over the weekend, by the way, the New York Times switched gears to the new talking points, too. Oh, yeah, no, we might have said as recently as, oh, I don't know, look at there. Last week, there was no border crisis. But now there is a border crisis, and it's Trump's fault. The polling must have shifted. They've figured they can blame this on Trump. Benny Thompson, Democrat, Homeland Security Chairman, Committee Chairman, did not get the memo. He said this.
This is, again, his manufactured chaos that he's created over the last 2 years on the border.
And he said that, by the way, as he was mad at Trump's going to dump the illegals in the sanctuary. He says, well, if it's manufactured chaos, sir, it's not really real, then he can't very well dump the illegals in the cities if there aren't any illegals, right? It's just the circular logic. It's like trying to nail Jell-O to a wall with these people. There is a crisis. There's not a crisis. Okay, there is a crisis, but it's Trump's fault. Okay, but there's not a crisis. He just made it up. But they better not dump the illegals in our cities. Well, if there's not a crisis, how will there be illegals to dump in your cities? I don't know. There's not a crisis. Oh, my God, my head hurts. Do people not notice what's wrong with their news? Do people actually watch this stuff? And not get like, wow, did they not just tell us for 5 months there was no crisis? And now they say there is a crisis and it's been Trump's fault all along. I mean, what? Do y'all not notice? Maybe they're all just high on pot. And it all just sounds good to them through the haze. I don't know. Man, we're on the cutting edge here. So, I mean, if it's hip, Lee, if it's hot, we're on top of it.
Yes, we are.
Yes. So what is hip? What is hot now? Well, CBS has its finger on the pulse. Trump assassination is hot. It's
oh,
hip.
Really?
It's really cool. Yeah, it's awesome.
Gee, that doesn't sound a bit divisive, does it?
No. It's what everybody's doing or thinking about doing or wait, what? The CBS crime drama, The Good Fight, never watched it, tweeted an image on Friday from a recent episode entitled The One Where Diane Joins the Resistance. So it's a list of stuff to do, right? That includes assassinate President Trump and eliminate Mar-a-Lago.
Okay.
All right. Now you laugh, okay? Can you imagine?
Oh, I know.
If I'm, oh, I don't know, Fox.
Yeah.
If this is a, you know, some sort of conservative leaning show, right, or something, or it's just somebody with a Twitter account had suggested assassinating Obama.
Yeah.
Which, of course, we would never support here. I mean, that's, you just don't do that, okay? That's horrible. They would have been tarred as a racist, stripped of their Twitter account.
Yeah.
Condemned, roundly condemned. And, you know, even if it was like the Fox parent company, which, of course, owns Fox News, right?
Yeah.
This Fox would be tarred with that for the next couple of, well, they are racist. They wanted to assassinate Obama. Well, that was just a show. No, they did. Day one. I mean, it would never end. There would be congressional investigations. This would be given to us as an example, of course, the white supremacy. And it would, of course, have been rooted in racism. So
Right. Everybody
would be tarred with racism. And yet CBS does it. Everybody just laughs. You shrug the shoulders. The tweet, which has since been deleted after it sparked a massive backlash among Twitter users, many of whom reported CBS to the Secret Service, as they should have.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and look who Twitter's biggest star is. President Trump.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, he's
the thing would be out of business by now if it hadn't been for him.
Remember when they did the valuation of Twitter, and like 20% of it was due to just to Trump's account alone?
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. No, but you put this together with, okay, assassinate Trump. Well, that's A-okay, and CBS still has their Twitter account this morning.
Yeah.
Yet for merely criticizing CNN's reporting, Alex Jones was deplatformed. Yeah. I mean, he didn't even suggest assassinating anybody, in jest or otherwise.
Yeah.
And I mean, Laura Loomer lost her account for suggesting Ilhan Omar's an anti-Semite. She's a Jewish conservative activist. Again, exact same thing Nancy Pelosi would later say on her Twitter account. She still has the Twitter account. So assassinating Trump, thumbs up. Way to go. Keep your Twitter account.
Well, look at the whole thing with Ilhan Omar or whatever her name is. the congresswoman from Minnesota who described 9/11 as some people did something and then inaccurately claiming that the Council on American Islamic Relations CARE was formed right after 9/11
because Muslims were being picked on.
Yeah.
No,
which
wasn't.
Was completely inaccurate. And that whole thing gets blown up. All they want to talk about is how Trump reacted to it, which was accurately showing what happened when some people did something. Like 3,000 people died when Islamist extremists, crashed those planes into the Twin Towers, the Pentagon, and one taken down in Shanksville by the heroes on Flight 93.
You know, and somebody posted online, the supposed reason is that a Trump supporter has made death threats to Ilhan Omar, ergo it's Trump's fault.
Well,
somehow.
Those threats may have come out because of what her statements were. Maybe it had nothing to do with Trump's retweeting that video and associating it with her. Maybe her own words are what got her in trouble. Once again, I'm not encouraging
it
or justifying it or saying it's right. It's certainly not. There shouldn't be any death threats for anybody regarding their political viewpoints. But that's what you're trying to imply.
Right. So Trump accurately quotes her. He puts a video of her up with, you know, we must remember 9/11. And this is now this is an anti-Muslim, Islamophobic act of hate. All he did was post exactly what she said. This is what kills me.
What she said was an anti-American act of hate.
Yeah, but that's okay, though. I mean, that's totally fine. It's just the president shouldn't let people know what the Democrats really think, or that's Islamophobia.
Next thing you know, they won't let police in Laguna Beach have a logo that has the American flag embedded into their logo.
You know, I'm glad you brought this up. This is where they're going with it. And by the way, they would be so much further along if it weren't for Trump fighting the NFL. I'll never forget when we talked about that. People say, change the topic, talk about the debt, talk about something that matters. This doesn't matter. It's culture war. No, it does matter. Because they're going to go from you should take a knee to there should be no anthem. And that's going to very closely be followed up with there should be no flag, which is going to be very closely followed up with, hey, did you know that the founding fathers were slave owners? Let's get rid of the Constitution. That's where that's all going.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by the way, that Laguna Beach thing, what happened was they, and by the way, their police cruisers look like most police cruisers. Yes. Red, white, and blue on a police cruiser is not a strange thing to see.
Well, it's just, and it's embedded into the words police, and it has got, you can see the stars and stripes and the word police on the side of a black and white Ford Explorer. And it looks like any other, you know, Ford Explorer police interceptor unit that you'll see anywhere in the country. This, you know, fire departments do it. There's plenty of folks who embed the American flag or have a flag on their vehicle. And it is just absolutely stunning to me that we have gotten to this point where American citizens will complain about the display of their flag on a taxpayer-funded vehicle that is there to serve them.
Well, take a listen. This is a city council member from Laguna Beach describing what the problem was with a red, white, and blue flag. And it wasn't like they wrapped the whole car in it. It was just a small part of it. Being on the police cruisers, and now this group of citizens wants them to change the paint job.
It started out that they didn't like the black and white color. So, you know, when asked what was wrong with the black and white police car, they felt that it looked aggressive, that it looked militaristic, and it wasn't friendly. And then, you know, that debate changed to the flag. And all of a sudden, they felt that the flag was going to intimidate European visitors or immigrants, and in some way was sending the wrong signal. Having the flag on a government car driven by government employees of the United States, somehow or another, was going to create the wrong message.
Grow up. Just grow up.
Yeah, so look, I came to the United States of America as what, an immigrant or just a person, you know, from Europe on a visa, and I'm terrified because I've seen a flag. What, you expected to come here and not see a flag? I mean, this is so bizarre, the mindset of these people.
Black and white have been the colors of American police and sheriff's patrol cars for decades. You know, not everybody does it. I mean, Greenville County, we got the dark blue. Anderson County, they've got some kind of almost olive drab looking thing. I'm not sure what they're doing now. You know, the city of Greenville has got white vehicles with the logos on there. But the black and white description, I mean, the black and white paint scheme has been used on police cars and sheriff's patrol cars for decades. I mean, good grief, look at Andy Griffith. That old Ford 500 Galaxy 500 that they had, it was black and white. I mean, in fact, it's even called black and white units. I mean, that's in the American language. That's in our lexicon.
Well, the council member went on to say, so I guess we're going to have to spend time now, you know, debating whether we're going to put like mountains, unicorns, or bunnies on the police cruisers.
Rainbow colors.
Of course, yes, rainbow
colors.
With
a big unicorn horn right on the front of the hood there.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, throwing Skittles to everyone.
As they go. Right.
That's what they ought to do. Instead of using lethal force, they should have shotguns full of Skittles.
Yeah, why not, right?
Yeah.
Texter writes, on the death threats toward Ilhan Omar, death threats are just some people saying something. Nobody should be upset. Hey, things you find on the text line. Texter writes, hey, Tara, watching the liberals and Democrats is like watching Charlie Brown trying to kick a football placed by Lucy. They constantly change their view to fit the argument. Yes, you can do that when you have the mainstream media on your side and nobody ever fact checks you. Texter writes, hey, Tara, the left is predictably outraged, as they always are, when you either A, quote them accurately. Yeah, as Trump did in the case of Representative Ilhan Omar on 9/11. Or B, give them what they ask for. So says Alan from Spartanburg. That's a great text, Alan. You're right. Trump's like, all right, y'all want these illegals in your sanctuary cities. I mean, you know, you're offering them free health care and all. I'll just ship them to you. No, no, no. No, because they don't want the people in the sanctuary cities to know, to catch on that this is the goal. They might be upset, like Cher. Just Cher's like, oh, you mean to send them here? No, we thought they were going to go to some red state and be forced to live among the xenophobes who deserve it, you know. Texter writes, hey, Tara, it's Jerry. So tell me, how do I land one of these Congress jobs? From their words and actions, it seems like a fifth grader could apply. I just like the large salary. Hey, me too, my friend. If you figure out how to get one of those gigs, let me know. Another texter writes, this kind of foolishness about flags on cop cars is because we have allowed non-Americans to not only live here, but decide what our government and laws look like. This must end. What's your plan? Well, you know what? It's not even the non-Americans. They're just being used by other Americans who hate America. Yes, what the leftist down in Laguna Beach said. We can't have flags on car and police cars. It could offend immigrants. Or like Europeans here on a passport. Well, if they were offended, why'd they come here? I don't know. We should erase our heritage, though, just in case they are. Oh, okay, cool. Where are the, where are the immigrants and Europeans on a visa who are offended? I mean, like, can you point me to one? Well, no. It's just in case they might be offended. We should, you know, strip our culture and heritage. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, because we wouldn't want anybody to be offended. God forbid. What if somebody's offended by taking the flag down? Well, they don't count. But those people are American, so it doesn't matter. It's whatever the people on the visas want. Oh, okay. That's how I can define. That makes total sense. Y'all go ahead and run on that. See how it works out for you. Text writes, Greenville County Sheriff cars have abandoned the new American flag wrap and gone with brown generic logo. Texter writes, hey, Tara, check those death threats to Omar. Similarities to Jussie Smollett. I wondered about that. Texter writes, hey, Tara, if those idiots would take the time to look up the meaning of the black and white scheme instead of being intimidated by their bunny slippers, they would see it symbolizes the fight between good and evil. Texter writes, Chuck Wright, he's the sheriff of Spartanburg County, has black and white. I think they mean on the vehicles. Go, Chuck. Texter writes, hey, Tara, let's we the people take a lesson from Tiger this week. Stay steady, strong, fight like hell, and keep this American comeback going. I know that was so inspirational, wasn't it? Look, no matter how you feel about Tiger, now personally, he shouldn't have cheated on his wife, all that, the girlfriends. Oh, that's it. Yeah. But his gift is still a thing of wonder. It's a spark of divinity. It really is. It's why it's so inspiring to people. And all that's separate from whatever he does in his personal life, much like Trump in that way. So, I mean, to see him come back and to, you know, why it's just so inspirational to watch. Given what he had to overcome, and a lot of it's self-created, but let's face it, folks. I mean, most of the major obstacles in your life, at least some of them are probably self-created, right? We all do that to ourselves. We're our own worst enemies. So, I mean, the guy has to overcome spinal fusion surgery, which was risky in itself. I mean, just in terms of ever being able to walk again. That's how bad he wanted to get back to the sport. The surgeries he's had on his legs and his shoulders. I mean, he's had a ton of surgery. He's like the Tin Man. I mean, they practically wired him back together. Then there's the DUI, which revealed to the world that he also had a prescription drug addiction. Remember, he checked into rehab for that. So he had to overcome that. Plus just the personal demons. He's just never been the same without his dad and all of that. And to come back and win like he did, it was just inspirational. It's inspirational that it's still there, that you can still dig deep and find that. So awesome to watch him do that. You know what's going to be interesting to see with Tiger? I mean, at least for me, the most interesting thing about, you know, what Tiger did is, I mean, he's gone 11 years without winning a major. Was this a flash in the pan, or can he maintain it now? I mean, there was a time, and we were talking about this earlier, there was a time when, you know, Jack Nicklaus's record is 18, Tiger has 15. This was Tiger's 15th major title, right? So, I mean, there was a time when, you know, before Tiger's troubles, when, you know, it was a foregone conclusion he would blow past Jack Nicklaus. He was young enough that surely he would far surpass Jack Nicklaus in terms of, you know, number of major titles. So he's at 15 now. Jack's still at 18. It's the all-time record. So now folks want him. Can he do it three more times? I don't know. I don't know if he can hold it together for that long, physically or mentally. But I'm pulling for him. I am. It's just so rare to have a gift like that and so inspirational to see it. I mean, in a comeback, your first victory in 11 years, when as recently as 2017, you said you didn't know if you'd be able to come back at all. 800-347-1063. Text line. That's the Ingalls Advantage talk line. The text line is Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. Texter writes, well, this is your welder friend here. Those Europeans weren't offended by the American flag when we were saving their rear end from Hitler. No, it was quite popular back then. Texter writes, hey, Tara, let's we the people take a lesson from Tiger this weekend. I just read that one. Texter writes, did you see a black actor who said Candace Owens would only be thought of as an obedient N-word? I'm not surprised. That poor woman. Stuff you have to endure as a black female if you aren't on the liberal plantation. You have a mind of your own is shameful and should be called out, but it never will be. It never will be. Just like CBS will never be called out for joking about assassinating Trump. It's all good fun. Come on, play along. Have a sense of humor. Y'all wouldn't be laughing if it was assassinate Hillary or Obama, which would be a terrible thing. Nobody on our side would dare do it. You would destroy them. I mean, personally destroy them forever. Done. But it's just Mark. It's just marketing for the show, The Good Fight. Everybody's fine with that. It's just what everybody does. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, coming up on the show tomorrow, it's going to be a must-hear show. Two major breaking news stories I'm going to get into on Trump-Russia collusion. Stuff you haven't heard before and you won't hear anywhere else, but then that's why you tune into the show every day, don't you? All right, it's beautiful out there. Get out there and enjoy it. Nice, cool, but sunny day. Vince is up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.